It's a very important day for the UN system in Algeria. On this day, the UN system in Algeria, with its partner in the government, which is the National Economic and Social Council of Algeria and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, are going to launch what we call the MAPS, which is led by UNDP, but all of the agencies are participating. And this is the first activity for the UN system in Algeria, and we're very happy that it coincides with the presence of the Secretary General. It sort of underlines and gives even more weight to the messages of the SDGs and to the planning, sensitization, and policy support that the UN will give the government or will provide in the area of the SDGs.
What are these MAPS?
The MAPS is an acronym. It stands for mainstreaming, acceleration, and policy support.
What are some of the highlights of the major projects you're supporting Algeria in implementing towards the sustainable development?
Well, you see, every agency has its own programs. We in UNDP, we're working around providing policy support and assisting the government with its own priorities. Algeria is concerned with diversifying its economy in order to reduce the impact of the drop of the price of oil on its economy. The different agencies work in their different mandates to help, promote economic development, promote productivity, promote employment. We also work in a lot of areas preserving the natural environment. We work with rural development, with local development, with promoting women's participation in development and women's political participation. Algeria is a country that is a leader in the whole region in terms of the number of women in parliament. It has passed a quota and implemented a quota of having 31.6% of parliament being women, in line with the Beijing Declaration. So and then you have the other agencies that are working in their own domains as well, UNICEF with the rights of children, with employment, and you have ILO on issues of social protection as well. There's a lot of work going on that helps promote the SDGs, and that will help, bring out the importance of the SDGs. But it's also important that there's a policy to adopt the SDGs by the government, and that's what this day will do. It will put out there, start introducing what the SDGs are, why they are important, how they can be achieved, and how they relate to everyone and not just one sector or one agency or one ministry.